Yeah. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning to you. Okay, if you've got a side hustle, I would love to hear from you. Maybe you got a full-time gig where you're trying to make extra money, or maybe you're that person that's always hustling and you got like five different part-time jobs. Because that's the thing. Like, I'm comfortable. Like, I'm very thankful to be able to do the show. We're doing really well, and that's because of you listening to the show. I really appreciate that. I mean it. Like, this is the best, you know, that I've ever had in my life. I'm so thankful for that.
Well, I'm glad you're doing so well.
Hey, you're doing well yourself.
I know,
you just don't realize
that. I'm just kidding.
I would kill to be in the position you're in at your age. Oh, my God.
I agree.
Anyways, maybe Liv can take advantage of this, too, because apparently we have her on pennies a day, like a sick child that needs a meal or something. I want to know, what do you do for that side hustle to make that extra money? 833-JOE-ALEX, because I want to hustle with you. I want to make that money. 833-563-2539. I'm going to share what I've been trying to do this week, but I know, Porkchop, you probably have a suggestion because you're always hustling.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a time where I had four jobs at one time.
Four?
Jeez. Yeah, and they were all like kind of full time. Like, I worked at Papa John's, I worked at Applebee's, I was on the radio, and I Uber drove.
Okay,
And I DJ'd weddings. I had five jobs.
I used to DJ weddings, and that was great money. That was probably the best thing ever. But everything comes with a cost. You'd lose your weekends because you'd be out DJing a thing.
I worked over 100 hours a week. I didn't just lose my weekends.
See, that's
I
my
lost
issue.
My life.
Well, you want to have like a balance?
I can't lose my weekends.
Okay. But you got to make that money. Now listen, I get the DJing part. What did you do at like Papa John's? Like at a pizza place? Were you making it or delivering it?
40 hours a week making pizzas.
Okay, was that good money or like how was that?
Not at all. It was not good money. It was minimum wage.
See, okay, I've always heard people too that maybe if you do pizza stuff, as far as delivering, I hear you can make decent money, like maybe up to $1,000 or $2,000 in a month. But that comes on tips.
Yeah, and I don't want my car to smell.
Well, honestly, of all the smells my car has had in its life, pizza would probably be a better smell to have. So I'm going to take your calls right now, 833-JOE-ALEX, and I want to know what you got for that side hustle. But for me right now, the thing that I've been trying to do this week, and I'm still learning, I'm getting better, I've only done it 2 days, but the thing I've been doing is trying to charge the scooters, like the Bird scooters and the Lime scooters.
Yeah.
And I've seen people do it, and I was like, okay, because I want to make money, and that's easy. But I am struggling so much.
I don't understand how.
You have the app. You sign up to be called like a charger or a juicer, depending on what you do. And there's a different mode for those people that actually, as if there's like a driver for Lyft.
Right.
It's a different mode. So it shows you like where you can pick up these scooters at a certain time, usually after 9 o'clock at night, or if they're lower charged during the day, you can go out and pick them up, and they're worth anywhere from $5 to $20. The higher priced ones are damn near impossible to find. Last night, I honestly thought somebody was going to pull a gun on me because they had the scooter inside of their house, and I went up politely because you're not supposed to. But I mean, I don't care. It's not my scooter, but I'm trying to get money because I drove all the way out there to get it. Who in it? And like they just were all over me. I'm like, oh crap! And I argue with this person. Then this other guy was like hoarding them. People keep them because the longer they go missing, they're worth more money. But you're not supposed
to
keep them at your house.
Insane. This is like an underground thing.
It is. And I'm watching all these videos learning things. But I ended up getting these scooters. But it's like, I'm never going back again. Like to certain parts of town, I'll never go back just because people are doing these illegal, shady things to try
to
make extra
crazy.
Money.
Crazy. That's so smart,
so
though.
I spent yesterday probably about 2 hours looking around, collecting them, and then just getting them. And then this morning, I dropped them off before I came into work.
So how much did you make?
I made $16, and I'd say in about 2.5 hours worth of time.
Oof.
And that to me is not really, I don't feel like there's other jobs I could do where I wouldn't have to drive around, waste gas, and I can make more money.
That is not worth it at all.
But then I see a guy this morning, I'm driving into work early around like 4:45 or so. And I see this guy, I think he had 30 or 40 of these bikes in his pickup truck. I'm like, how the hell are you getting them all? Because I can't find anybody.
Literally almost every single day on my way to work, I see one of those Lime scooter picker-uppers or Bird.
Yeah.
And they have at least 30 in the back of their car.
And that's how you're making money, because those are $5 a pop, 5 times 30. Dang, you're going to be sitting pretty. So 833-JOE-ALEX. Tara, you're on the show, and what do you do for that side hustle for that money?
I'm involved in Forex, which is the foreign exchange for different currencies in different countries.
What does that even mean? I've never heard of that. What do you do?
So it's kind of like it's trading stocks. It's day stocks. So you're doing like penny stocks during the day. I just started, but a lot of people that are on my team, they're cashing out like $400 each day. And there was just somebody yesterday. Yeah, there's somebody that cashed out the other day $170,000.
What?
Okay, this sounds illegal.
That sounds like Jordan Belfort stuff. You know, the movie Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah. No, it's a $5.3 trillion company.
Is it legal?
Yes, it's currency. It's very legal. It's a foreign exchange.
I have a hard time with my own dollars. I don't know, but Tara, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing that.
That's amazing.
That doesn't sound like it's going to work for me. Nicole, what do you got? Any suggestions? I'm trying to side hustle and trying to figure out what's the best way to make that money because this scooter thing is not working out.
I used to work 3 jobs just to pay my rent. I used to work at a barn, and I went there 3 times a day for about 2 hours. In between the 2 evening shifts, I worked as a pizza delivery, and I made, I believe, $300 a week.
What?
So, do you feel like $300 a week was worth what you did for the actual time?
Yeah.
All right. So
I was always making $5, $10 tips.
Wow. Okay.
Do you converse with them at the door? Like, how are you making $5 or $10? Because that seems like a high tip.
So, I've actually been delivering pizzas since I could drive. I've been working at the pizza place since I could work.
Okay.
I learned all the things that all the drivers were doing and started doing everything right. I would call the customer before I left the store to let them know I'm on my way.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
That was before the tracker thing had been implemented.
Okay, so that now it's probably just creepy. Like, why is this guy calling me if I do that?
Yeah. So instead, I just call them when I'm like 2 or 3 minutes away. That way, they have enough time to get themselves together. I don't want to be knocking on the door when they're trying to have some funky time or whatever.
Yeah, no kidding. I would hope they'd wait for the pizza to get there. Otherwise, it'll upset your stomach.
You want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
So my side hustle right now that I currently do is Uber driving.
Yeah.
And the most I've ever made is $100 an hour.
That's insane. I need to get on something like that. My friend, Whitney, has so many side hustles going on. So she's a wedding photographer, and she does that on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And then she's a bartender at a restaurant. And then she also sells stuff on Etsy. She makes macrames, which do you guys know what those are?
I've heard of that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of hipsters will know what that is. And then she just has a million more. I need to get on that level because I'm broke.
Yeah, if you got any other suggestions and you couldn't get through, let us know on our Twitter. Send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up next in the garbage, Miley Cyrus opens up about the Malibu wildfires, and did Max Shepard cheat on Kristen Bell? And your favorite reality star says he was racially profiled.